or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
This is Dr. Goloszewski. Just as a reminder, the advice heard on this show is of a general nature and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to take the place of a professional medical advice or treatment. Also, consult with your physician or a qualified healthcare professional if you have any health questions. Never delay or disregard seeking the advice of a medical professional because of something you heard on this program.
You're listening to Maximize Your Health with your health coach, Dr. Dan Goloszewski. Call with your questions at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. And now, Maximize Your Health with Dr. Dan Goloszewski.
This is Maximize Your Health, Northeastern Pennsylvania, with your health coach, Dr. Dan Goloszewski. And I'm honored and excited to be with you once again to help you gain victory in your health by helping you build and restore your health naturally. This show is about you and your health, and I'm here to take your health questions during the next hour. Phone lines are open at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. And your questions are important to me here on the show. So when you call, I'm going to offer you some simple and effective action steps that you could begin implementing today to help build and restore your health naturally. So on this program, we talk about getting your body functioning right, eating the right foods, becoming more fit, beating stress, getting enough sleep, and ridding your body of those unwanted toxins so that you can have the energy, lose those unwanted pounds, and prevent a health crisis in the future. Again, phone lines are open at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. Also, I'm here to celebrate with you. If you have a success story or testimonial that you'd like to come on the program and share with the listeners, we welcome you and invite you to call in today. Maybe you've lost some weight, you kicked a bad habit like drinking soda or eating too much sugar. Maybe you started working out and you were able to get off certain medications. Maybe you reversed a diagnosis. Maybe you reversed your type 2 diabetes, or maybe your blood pressure came down to a normal range naturally without medication. Maybe your cholesterol is now lower. Maybe your hormones are now in balance. Please come on the air, share your testimonial of how you achieved those results with the other listeners so that they can be encouraged. Phone lines again are open at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. Also, you could submit your questions to me through email at pwrchiro@gmail.com, pwrchiro@gmail.com. And for more information for previously recorded podcasts of Maximize Your Health Radio, please visit my website at www.nepadrdan.com, NEPADRDAN.com. And again, as always, here we are. We're already in November. Where has the time gone? It's almost the holiday season. It's right here upon us. So this time, more than any other time of year, is where people lose focus of their health. So they put their health on the back burner. They're eating more. They're sleeping less. They're stressed more. They're doing less things proactively to maintain and get themselves healthy. Usually we call this, you know, the medical community calls this the flu season. So because, you know, we're not focused proactively on our health this time of year because there's other things that have taken precedence in our lives. And I'm here to, again, remind you that your health is your greatest wealth. Your health should never take second place, third, fourth, fifth place to anything else in your life, other than maybe your spirituality. Because without your physical health, how are you going to be of service to other people? How are you going to be able to go to work and perform to your peak capacity at your job? How are you going to be able to take care of your children, your grandchildren? How are you going to be able to enjoy life and even perform simple, mundane chores around the house? Okay. health first. Do what's necessary to keep yourself healthy. Yes, enjoy the holidays. Yes, go to those parties. Maybe you'll have a few cheap meals here and there, but still keep your health in perspective. We're already in November. Before you blink, it's going to be 2019. Let's start our resolutions early this year, guys. So I want to challenge you with that as we open up today's program. Have an awesome lineup going here today. We're going to be talking here in just a minute on a stress study that recently came out, how chronic stress can actually cause your brain to shrink. We're going to be talking, and I'm going to be going through various stretches and exercises. If you're someone who works a desk job for 5 hours or greater a day where you're sitting, this is for you. So that's coming up later in the program. I have a recipe of the week for paleo apple pecan coconut crisp coming up. And then we're going to talk about the spine. I have some fun facts regarding your spines that you're going to want to know about. And hopefully this will act as a reminder to help you take better care of your spine. If you have health questions, I have health answers. You can call in right now at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. So I wanted to start off today's show talking about a study that recently came out on stress. This was published in the journal Neurology, which discovered that middle-aged adults with the highest levels of cortisol, which is your body's primary stress hormone produced by your adrenal glands, they had the lowest brain volume and cognitive functioning compared with people with lower levels of cortisol, suggesting that stress could become a cause for age-related brain deterioration. Okay, and mental decline. Study was done at the University of Texas Health at San Antonio. Dr. Sudha Seshadri, he said that these effects could be a precursor to cognitive decline later in life, even vascular brain injury 2 or 3 decades later. So the study took 2,200 adults. The average age was 48. Went through some various testing, and the researchers here found a connection between elevated cortisol levels and lower total brain volume and lower scores on memory and cognition tests. Seshadri said, the study's lead author, that the association here suggests that stress may be behind worrisome brain changes. And cortisol levels that were considered high in the study were consistent with those that adults could expect to see in day-to-day life. The fact that in this range, having a higher cortisol level was associated with the changes in brain function this early in life was both alarming and an opportunity. They cannot tell you for sure that lowering cortisol is going to necessarily result in benefits, but it's a first step. So getting your stress levels under control can make a world of difference in overall health and brain health. Activities that have been shown to reduce stress and reduce cortisol include meditation, exercise, yoga, getting adequate sleep, and maintaining a robust social life, according to the researchers of the study. These are things that we know lower cortisol. We're expanding our understanding of the link between these lifestyle interventions and their effect on cognitive decline and dementia. So what this study was in Time. It was on the local news here during the past couple days. Stress is a silent killer, guys. Because you're not forgiving somebody, you're not letting go of something, you're not hurting anyone but yourself. On the inside of your physical body, you have two glands that sit just above on top of your kidneys called your adrenal glands, that every time that you're dwelling on some negative situation or negative happening at your job or a deadline or money or maybe you're in a bad relationship with somebody, that is hurting you day in and day out as long as you continue to dwell and let that be the centerpiece of your lives, okay? So we can't just ignore that. We can't just say, oh, it's always going to be there. I'm always going to have stress. Stress is a silent killer. Stress is linked to higher levels of cortisol, your body's primary stress hormone, again, produced by the adrenal glands, but that's going to cause your brain to shrink over time more rapidly. Okay, if the brain shrinks, you develop brain fog early on. You maybe forget things here and there, and usually we joke about it. Oh, I'm more forgetful. No. What does your stress life look like? So that's something you need to get under control. So I have 6 steps here that I'm going to share with you of how to beat stress. Okay. In some cases, it's more complicated where you need to seek medical intervention. So I don't want to deter anyone away from seeing a trained medical professional that can help you if you are clinically depressed or you suffer from high levels of anxiety, flashbacks, things like that, or if you're having suicidal or homicidal thoughts, please seek medical help immediately. That's not something you want to wait on. But these six steps that I'm going to go through are for some of us where, again, it's maybe a mild to moderate case of stress. It's been lingering now for some time. Maybe we feel like we're getting sick more frequently. We're developing, you know, greater levels of brain fog in recent times. We don't have the energy, or we're not getting as good of quality sleep at night. You know, our stress is keeping us up at night. That's signs you got to make some changes. It's time for a health overhaul, folks. So six steps. Number one is chiropractic care. So your brain-body connection. That's what chiropractic is about. It's establishing better function and healing to your whole body naturally without drugs and without surgery. So we check your spine, we check your joints to see if there's any structural misalignments. We restore better structural balance. Structure directly affects how your body functions. That's chiropractic in a nutshell. That's who I am as a doctor of chiropractic. So I own a clinic in Wilkes-Barre, Power Chiropractic, and we are accepting new patients. So if you would like to schedule a visit to come see us and have us do a detailed assessment of your spine and nerve system, please contact us today at 570-829-3580 or visit our website at www.nepadrdan.com. Click on the schedule an appointment link to request an appointment time. Number two is massage therapy. It's something I personally do once a month. For some of you, you might need to go once a week, once every 2 weeks, depending on the levels of stress and how tight your muscles are, how much your muscles are in spasm, because your mental and social health will affect your physical health. And typically your muscles become rigid, that, you know, the more on edge you are. And I know I worked with a lot of stressed people in my chiropractic office, and I'll encourage them. We refer to a massage therapist. We don't offer massage therapy at our practice, but just within a half mile, there's a great massage therapist that I highly recommend people visit at TheraTouch, Teresa Novak in Larksville. She is phenomenal. She is my massage therapist. I won't see anybody else because there's, in my opinion, I've been worked on by several people before. I mean, she works mind, body, and spirit with you. She works on you as the whole person, and you will come out of there feeling amazing every time that Teresa works with you at TheraTouch. So you want to go for at least 30 minutes, 1 to 2 times per month with a massage. For chiropractic care, that depends on what we find on your exam and or x-rays if we take x-rays. Some people come 2 to 3 times a week. Other people for maintenance care can come 1 to 2 times a month. So it varies greatly. So that's why you want to see a doctor who's going to check your spine, do objective tests like computerized thermography, range of motion, palpation, postural assessments, as well as x-rays if necessary. Number three tip to beat stress is reduce your exposure to toxins. So what are some obvious toxins? Smoking. Smoking, you know, a lot of people turn to that as an anti-stressor. That actually makes your body more polluted and more toxic. So that's not fixing your stress. It's just it's a short-term relief to stress. It's not going to lead to any long-term health benefits. Alcohol, again, something that will temporarily make you feel good, but then you start to go through different phases and you could become dependent, just like with smoking. Obviously, recreational drugs are not a good thing as well. Prescribed drugs too, you know, with opioids and things like that people get addicted to, and non-prescribed recreational drugs. We want to get that under control. In some cases, you need to seek medical help for that. So take this as a call for help today. I can't personally help you with that, but I know there's a lot of great licensed health professionals who can here in Northeastern Pennsylvania. Food that you're eating. If you're consuming too much sugar, too many artificial ingredients in your diet, you want to start to eliminate those. Okay, I have an article coming up today in our program about junk food withdrawal. We're going to talk about how people can become addicted to sugar and different types of junk food and artificial ingredients found in many boxed and packaged foods on the markets today. I'm going to be going through some tips with you of how to get through that initial withdrawal phase when you're trying to change your diet and eliminate junk food. So reduce toxic exposure, because that's going to help you beat stress. Number four, exercise at least 3 times a week for 30 minutes, because sweating running is a way for your body to detox. When you exercise, that boosts happy hormones like serotonin. Okay, that's going to increase your human growth hormone levels as well. That's going to create that happy effect on your brain and on your mind, which is going to lower cortisol and lower stress. And that's the other thing exercise does. It actually lowers directly cortisol. Number five is Bible time, reading the scriptures and a time of prayer. Just a quiet time, talking to God, talking to your creator who loves every single one of you. And just having that quiet time, that prayer time, and even praise and worship. If you listen to music, music is a very uplifting thing as well. Gospel music is a good thing. Christian contemporary music I like to listen to. I also like to listen to country music from time to time in terms of secular music. But again, you want to stay away from lyrics that are negative, that are condescending against, you know, men and women. It's just that you don't want to pollute your mind with the wrong stuff. You don't want to be around the wrong crowd and the wrong people who are going to steer you away from your purpose in life. And all of us, starting with me, were created with a purpose in life. And all of you listening right now were, you know, when you were born and when you were created, God created you with a purpose in mind. And it's important that you discover what that purpose is, if some of you haven't discovered that yet. So having a quiet time, prayer time, and having a spiritual element to your life is greatly important, because there is your innermost being, which is your soul and spirit, which is going to eventually live forever. Our physical bodies are going to give out at some point. Okay. And so that is crucial to getting your cortisol levels down and getting your stress under control by building more peace and joy in your life. Finally is sleep. Okay. Sleep, again, for some of us, our minds are racing. Our hearts are beating, our blood pressure's high, we're constantly stressed, our cortisol levels are high because we're not sleeping. We're not viewing sleep as a crucial element to our overall health and well-being. And I'm here to tell you that it needs to be bumped up a few notches in your lives. That's something that I've personally worked on here over the last, in recent times. Getting enough sleep. And that might mean saying no to going to parties or being out with people late at night or going to bars, or, you know, you have to learn what truly brings you value and importance to your life. Okay. If you're not healthy and if you're not well, you're going to be stressed. If you're stressed, you're going to make bad decisions. Okay. Bad decisions lead to more bad decisions, which take you down a slippery slope. It takes you down the wrong road. And then that usually leads to regret. It leads to anxiety, depression. And again, my job here is to share this message with you so that hopefully some of you could turn around right now and start taking the right path. So 7 to 8 hours of restful sleep, no TV in the bedroom, no cell phone. Cell phone's at least 5 feet away from where you're sleeping. You have an alarm, set an alarm, but make sure the room is set at room temperature 68 to 72 degrees Fahrenheit, as much darkness as possible, and you're getting at least 7 hours of sleep per night. If you have questions about stress, or if you are, again, you'd like to elaborate, maybe you worked on some of these stress and you want to come on and share how you did it so that other listeners can be encouraged, you can call in at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When I return, we're going to be sharing our recipe of the week for our paleo apple pecan coconut crisp recipe. And we're going to start talking about how we can start getting rid of that junk food in our lives right here on Maximize Your Health. Power Chiropractic Health Center is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading natural health care clinic when it comes to building and restoring your health. Owned and operated by myself, Dr. Dan Goloszewski, host of Maximize Your Health, our clinic specializes in corrective chiropractic care for all ages, scoliosis rehabilitation, nutritional counseling, and general health coaching. Attend one of our monthly health workshops or fitness classes, and let us be your one-stop shop for all your vitamin and supplement needs. We utilize top-of-the-line, non-synthetic, whole food-based, Garden of Life nutritional supplements, including multivitamins, omega-3 fish oil, calcium probiotics, and CoQ10. If you suffer from headaches, arthritis, heart disease, diabetes, or looking to invest and build health for the future, then Power Chiropractic can help you. Call now to begin your journey to better health. 829-3580. We work with all major insurances, so call 829-3580 or visit nepadrdan.com, nepadrdan.com. Power Chiropractic is located at 113 West End Road, Wilkes.
This is Maximize Your Health with your health coach, Dr. Dan Goloszewski. Call with your questions at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098.
Welcome back to Maximize Your Health with your health coach, Dr. Dan Goloszewski, here to coach you, guide you, and inspire you to reach your full health potential by being proactive and not reactive with your health. Again, we talk about how to get your body functioning right, how to consume the right food as your medicine, getting yourself fit, eliminating toxins and beating stress, and a lot more right here on Maximize Your Health. If you have health questions or a success story that you'd like to share, the phone lines are open. You can call in at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. So I wanted to thank today's sponsors, House of Nutrition, for sponsoring this program of Maximize Your Health. They're located at 50 Main Street in the borough of Luzerne. Also on Facebook and Instagram at House of Nutrition. Currently, they have the enzyme-rich fermented krauts and kimchi from Gail's Cupboard and Fermented Delights. Also, since we are in November and Thanksgiving is right around the corner, House of Nutrition is gearing up for a celebration of thanks, offering plant-based turkey, ham, and gravy alternatives. Herb spices, organic vegetables, and homemade baked goods are ready to join your table. House of Nutrition gives thanks for your patronage, and you could enter to win a fresh local turkey from Forks Farm on your next visit to House of Nutrition. Be sure to stop in today anytime until 6 p.m., Sunday 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., Monday through Friday 9 a.m. until 8 a.m. House of Nutrition inspires healthy living with healthy choices. So I wanted to share now our recipe of the week. Again, I'm not going to be going through all of how to prep this recipe because there's really a lot. It will take up a lot of time. But the recipe, we had our open house for our new patient appreciation week as well as our 10-year anniversary for Power Chiropractic Health Center this past week. And we had a spread of healthy snacks as well as desserts out for our practice members and our first time new patients to taste and try. This is one of the recipes that were there. It was the paleo apple pecan coconut crisp. So this recipe, yes, it contains natural sugars from apples and from maple syrup, but it also contains a high nutrition profile. So the nutrients that you're going to get here are antioxidants, dietary fiber, enzymes which help digest food, as well as vitamins, minerals, and healthy fats. So you're taking organic apples, 2 tablespoons of coconut sugar, 1 tablespoon of pure of maple syrup, 1 tablespoon of finely ground blanched almond flour, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract, and 1 to 2 tablespoons of water. And then in a separate bowl, you're going to take 3/4 of a cup organic pecans chopped, 1/2 cup of unsweetened coconut flakes, 1/4 cup of finely ground blanched almond flour, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and 2 tablespoons of pure maple syrup. I'm not going to go through how to prep that. If you want the paleo apple pecan coconut crisp recipe, or if you'd like to subscribe for our regular emails that we send out regarding our radio program and events coming up at Power Chiropractic Health Center in Wilkes-Barre, please send us an email today to pwrchiro@gmail.com. That's pwrchiro@gmail.com. Please indicate and specify whether you want to receive just the paleo apple pecan coconut crisp recipe or if you would like to subscribe in general for all emails in the future. So that again is our recipe of the week for paleo apple pecan coconut crisp. So I wanted to talk now about how to overcome junk food addictions. Just so that you are aware, you may experience withdrawal symptoms when you're trying to give up junk food. That could be soda, that could be sweets, that could be salty foods. These more of the sweet than the salty variety foods. If you plan to try and quit, expect to suffer similar withdrawal type symptoms. That addicts experience when they attempt to quit using drugs or alcohol, according to new research. So the study was done at the University of Michigan by Dr. Erica Schulte. they said specifically highly processed foods. So highly processed foods mean foods that contain high levels of sugar or sugar derivatives. Things like high fructose corn syrup, corn starches, hydrogenated oils or partially hydrogenated oils, as well as trans fats and artificial ingredients. Any type of pastries, deep fried foods like French fries, anything that's deep fried, as well as pizza, they said here in the study. Researchers agree that the addictive qualities of tobacco, drugs, and alcohol affect the brain similarly, and cutting back can lead to negative side effects that can make it difficult to reduce intake. Anxiety, headaches, irritability, and depression are some of the outcomes when folks are going through withdrawal symptoms from consuming junk food for long periods of time. Schulte and colleagues created the first self-report tool to measure the physical and psychological withdrawal symptoms among people. The participants reported that sadness, irritability, tiredness, and cravings peaked during the initial 2 to 5 days after they quit eating junk food. Then the negative side effects tapered off, which parallels the time course of drug withdrawal symptoms, according to the study. And this study suggests that withdrawal symptoms may make dietary changes challenging, which may contribute to people reverting back to bad eating habits, according to the lead author, who is an associate professor of psychology. The findings appeared in the current issue of Appetite. So taking that for what it is, you can do it though. Okay, you can do it. You have to anticipate what you're up against. Okay. Everyone in life makes mistakes, starting with me. Okay, I've made too many mistakes to count, but the thing is recognizing that you actually have made a mistake, that maybe you could have done something differently or done something better, identifying it first, and number two, taking personal responsibility second, not blaming someone else or some event or something out of your hands. That's number two. And number three is, what are you going to do differently now? What are you going to change now? So you can do it. Expect it to be tough. It's going to be challenging. Nothing that is good for you in life ever comes easy, but it's worth it, okay? In the end, it's worth it. So what is your purpose in life? We talked about this before the break. We talked about stress. We talked about reprogramming your thoughts and your outlook on life. Discovering your soul purpose. First of all, you have to figure out, what is it? Why were you created in the first place? And then pray. Have quiet time, you know, in your spirit, maybe out loud vocally, pray. Worry less. Give your worries to God. Cast all your cares on Him. It's a scripture verse in the Bible. Not hold on to the worry. The worry is going to stop you from moving forward and towards progressing and towards improving your life. Next, focus. Once you find your purpose, once you pray, once you're giving a direction, then focus on that goal. Focus on that outcome. Next, continue to transform yourself. Change your mind. Change your thoughts. Your thoughts are going to dictate your habits. Finally, new habits lead to new disciplines. You want to stay disciplined, and then finally commit. Usually new habits and commitments take at least 21 days, according to research. So commitment is the end result to a new life, to a healthier life, and to a new outlook on your life. But if you're struggling with junk food addiction, if you'd like to call in with questions, you can call in at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. Also, you can email me your questions to pwrchiro@gmail.com, pwrchiro@gmail.com. I wanted to shift gears and now talk about maintenance versus symptom relief when it comes to chiropractic care. When it comes to our health, it's easy to assume that we are healthy, and we often maintain an out of sight, out of mind mentality. When we can pinpoint something wrong or feel something off, we tend to think that nothing could be severely wrong. We figure that once we experience symptoms, we prefer to treat them as they come rather than taking action proactively to keep them at bay in the first place. We forget that our bodies need maintenance to maintain good health. That's where chiropractic care could be a game changer for some of you listening to me right now. A recent study was published on chiropractic care, finding that maintenance chiropractic care was more effective than merely getting adjustments for symptom relief alone. They compared the overall time spent in pain for patients ranging from ages 18 through 65 with lower back pain, both utilized chiropractic care for maintenance and were only getting a chiropractic adjustments when pain was present, were both effective at reducing pain. Authors found that maintenance care had an overall better effect on quality of life and pain levels. Continuing chiropractic maintenance care improves function and addresses biophysical issues. Therefore, it reduces the likelihood that pain will return. And I know we have a lot of our practice members who listen to our program, and this is, let this serve as a reminder for you listening that you need to just continue with it. Whatever's recommended, you know, you get your regular reevaluations, your re-x-rays if necessary. We check you. We recommend what we recommend for you. Just stay committed to your chiropractic maintenance care. For those of you, maybe you're not seeing a chiropractor, maybe you see a different chiropractor. Great. Continue with your maintenance care if you're seeing a different chiropractor. But if you don't have a symptom, it's still worth it to have your spine and your central nervous system checked, because early on, pain doesn't always show up from having a misaligned spine or imbalanced body structurally. It's good to nip it in the bud now. It's good to nip it in the bud sooner than later. So even if you don't see or feel a specific symptom, doesn't mean you should neglect your body's health. Rather than trying to treat symptoms as they come, you could prevent symptoms from ever showing up in the first place. Once you get your body functioning correctly, it's important to keep it from falling back into dysfunction. Chiropractic care can provide you with the ability to not only attack health concerns at the source, but also to keep previous symptoms from returning through maintaining the best function that your body can have. Chiropractic is about optimizing and maintaining your body's innate level of functioning and healing. You deserve the best, so make a good choice here. Choose chiropractic care, whether it's with us at Power Chiropractic Health Center in Wilkes-Barre, or if you're seeing a chiropractor at the moment and you're happy with the results and outcomes that you're getting, by all means, continue with your chiropractor. There's a lot of great docs out there serving the public. So what recently took place was World Spine Day. Since we're talking about chiropractic and we're talking and the spine has a large part to do with chiropractic care, October 16th was World Spine Day. So here are just a few fun facts about your spine. Humans share the same number of cervical vertebrae in the neck as giraffes, which is 7. The first cervical vertebrae in the neck is called the atlas, which was named from Greek mythology, forced to carry the weight of the earth and heavens on his shoulders. The atlas carries the weight of the head. It's the first bone just below your skull at the top of your neck. The spine contains more than 120 muscles. There are about 220 ligaments in the spine. Over 80% of Americans will suffer from back pain during their lives, most commonly because of trauma from auto accidents. Your spine has a memory. Keeping it properly aligned through regular chiropractic adjustments, strengthening exercise, and stretching has a positive effect on its long-term health. The spinal cord is home to 13.5 million neurons. Astronauts can return from space up to 3% taller due to cartilage in the spinal column expanding in response to microgravity. An average spinal cord weighs 35 grams. The four primary motions made by the spine are flexion forward, extension backward, side bending, and rotation. The spine is comprised of over 100 joints. The spine is incredibly flexible. If bent, it would form 2/3 of a circle. Lying flat on your back with your knees elevated puts about 25 pounds of pressure on your lumbar spine. Sitting in a hunch position puts 200 pounds of pressure on your lumbar spine. Cartilage makes up 1/4 of the spine's length. Our spines have 33 individual vertebrae. Some fuse together over time to become the sacrum and coccyx, which is the tailbone. And finally, the spine is strong and can withstand hundreds of kilograms of pressure. We actually posted this picture on our Instagram page as well as our Facebook page. If you'd like to get this and post this as well and share this on your social media, please go to our website at www.nepadrdan.com, N-E-P-A-D-R-D-A-N.com, and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you could share this information regarding your spine to friends and family on social media. We're going to go to another commercial break. When we get back, we're going to be talking about a study on exercise and how not exercising can be worse than smoking. And if you have a desk job, what types of stretches and exercises you can do at your desk, as well as getting yourself moving more. This is Maximize Your Health with Dr. Dan Goloszewski. Power Chiropractic Health Center is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading natural health care clinic when it comes to building and restoring your health. Owned and operated by myself, Dr. Dan Goloszewski, host of Maximize Your Health, our clinic specializes in corrective chiropractic care for all ages, scoliosis rehabilitation, nutritional counseling, and general health coaching. Attend one of our monthly health workshops or fitness classes, and let us be your one-stop shop for all your vitamin and supplement needs. We utilize top-of-the-line, non-synthetic, whole food-based, Garden of Life nutritional supplements, including multivitamins, omega-3 fish oil, calcium probiotics, and CoQ10. If you suffer from headaches, arthritis, heart disease, diabetes, or looking to invest and build health for the future, then Power Chiropractic can help you. Call now to begin your journey to better health. 829-3580. We work with all major insurances, so call 829-3580 or visit nepadrdan.com, N-E-P-A-D-R-D-A-N.com. Power Chiropractic is located at 113 West End Road, Wilkes.
To maximize your health with your health coach, Dr. Dan Goloszewski.
This is Maximize Your Health with your health coach, Dr. Dan Goloszewski. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in today on this Saturday because your health is a priority and you're looking to build and restore your health naturally. You're being proactive rather than reactive, and you have come to the right place to learn what's necessary to maintain a proactive, healthy lifestyle. Again, I'm also the owner and founder of Power Chiropractic Health Center in Wilkes-Barre. Our website's www.nepadrdan.com, NEPADRDAN.com. Visit the site for more information. There you'll find a welcome video. You'll find links to our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our YouTube channel. You'll hear some patient testimonials, some video testimonials, as well as our radio podcasts here of Maximize Your Health right on our website. It's a one stop for all of your health needs at www.nepadrdan.com, NEPADRDAN.com. Also, if you'd like to schedule a chiropractic appointment with us, there's a link on our website right on the top left of the homepage of the yellow box that says schedule an appointment. You don't even have to call us. You could just email us and submit the date and time that you are looking to set an appointment to be seen with us. I wanted to thank again today's sponsors, House of Nutrition, for sponsoring this program of Maximize Your Health. House of Nutrition is located on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. Their address is 50 Main Street in Luzerne, exit 6 off of the Cross Valley Expressway in Luzerne County. They have daily baked goods, prep foods, green cleaning supplies, fairly traded gifts, and a whole lot more. Currently, they have enzyme-rich fermented krauts and kimchis from Gail's Cupboard and Fermented Delights. Also being, we're only weeks away from Thanksgiving. It is now time to put your request in for a plant-based turkey, ham, or gravy alternative, along with herbs, spices, organic veggies, and homemade baked goods for your Thanksgiving feast. House of Nutrition thanks you for your patronage. You can also enter to win a fresh local turkey from Forks Farm, only at House of Nutrition as well. So stop in today anytime until 6 p.m., Sunday 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., Monday through Friday 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. We thank House of Nutrition for sponsoring this program of Maximize Your Health. And maybe you have a health question or a success story. We only have about 10 minutes left in the program, but phone lines are still open at 570-883-0098 or 1-800-437-0098. So I wanted to wrap it up today talking about exercise. There's another time study on exercise here. Actually not exercising, the consequences that that may have on your health. Not exercising may be worse for your health than smoking, according to a recent study in the journal JAMA Network Open. Researchers at the Cleveland Clinic studied over 120,000 patients from 1991 through 2014. Researchers found a clear connection between a longer, healthier life and high levels of exercise. The report calls for healthcare professionals to encourage patients to achieve and maintain a robust fitness routine. Quote from the researchers, cardiorespiratory fitness is inversely associated with long-term mortality with no observed upper limit of benefit. Extremely high aerobic fitness was associated with the greatest survival and was associated with benefit in older patients and those with hypertension. Although it is widely understood that an active lifestyle can lead to a healthy life, the study concludes that a sedentary lifestyle or an inactive lifestyle is the equivalent of having a major disease, and the simplest cure for that disease is exercise. Being unfit on a treadmill or in an exercise stress test has a worse prognosis as far as death than being hypertensive, diabetic, or being a current smoker, according to the study's lead author. We've never seen something as pronounced as this and as objective as this. The study here also took a look at the risk of being overactive and found that ultra exercises do not face higher risk of death. The research consistently found that the more a person exercises, the lower their mortality rates. So this was also in the local news here in the past few weeks. Not exercising may be worse for your health than smoking. Again, we have this posted on our Facebook and our Twitter links for Power Chiropractic Health Center. So if you go to our website, all the social media links there for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, be sure to like and follow our pages there as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel. So I wanted to share here, you know, at the conclusion of the show on some stretches and exercises. So what are the takeaways from this study? Okay, I'm not just going to say exercise more and leave it at that. And people will come up to me and say, "Doc, that was great information." And I go and I respond by saying, "Well, okay, what type of exercises? Are you exercising now?" "No, it just sounded good. I needed to hear that." That doesn't do anything. That doesn't change anything. That doesn't make you healthier. Okay. So this program's called Maximize Your Health, not just hear the information, say it's great, and then just leave it at that. Let's take some action here. So if you have a desk job, if you're sitting down right now listening to the show in your home, or if you're driving in your car here and running errands on a Saturday, at least you're getting in and out of the car. But we all can afford to move ourselves more. Our bodies were created to move. They were intended to move. How do we move more? So those of us who are glued to our iPads, our smartphones, emailing, scrolling through social media because we have what's called FOMO, which is an acronym for fear of missing out, if you haven't heard that one yet. Our modern lives have been engineered so that we spend most of it sitting down. Unfortunately, sitting is literally killing us. So let's start with 10 stretches that you could do. If you have a desk job, if you work from home, if you go to a cubicle or an office, what can you do to get yourself moving more to stretch more? The first stretch is called rubber neck. So basically sit up tall, drop your right ear to your right shoulder, hold that for 3 to 5 seconds, and then drop your left ear to your left shoulder and repeat that. Hold that for 3 to 5 seconds. You could do that anywhere from 5 to 10 times. Next, you want to interlock your fingers and then send your hands straight over your head towards the ceiling, called reaching for the stars. Keep your palms facing up. Hold that for 10 to 15 seconds. Number three, look around, sit in your chair, turn your head as far as you could turn it to the left. Hold that for 3 to 5 seconds. Then turn your head as far as you can to the right. Hold that for 3 to 5 seconds. Next is called a bobblehead. So this is where you drop your chin to your chest, and then you're going to gently roll your head to your right side, holding that for 2 to 5 seconds, and then gently roll it back to center, and then gently roll it to your left side. Next is a shrug. So you're going to raise both your shoulders up towards your ears, hold it for a few seconds, and release. Next is a chest opener. Bring your hands behind your back, press your palms together, interlocking your fingers, and you're going to pull your shoulder blades back. You're going to constrict your shoulder blades together, and you're going to stick your chest out, holding that for 5 to 10 minutes. The next stretch is called a seated toy soldier. So basically, you're going to sit up tall, extend your right arm all the way up towards the ceiling, keeping your left arm, and then you're going to raise your left leg as you raise your right arm, and then vice versa. You're going to raise your left arm with your right leg. You want to do 8 to 10 repetitions each side. Next is a knee hugger. So you're going to take a bent knee, lift your right leg up, grab it with your arms, pull it in as close as you can to your chest, hold it for 5 to 10 seconds, and then repeat with the left leg. Next is a reach and bend. So you'll extend your right arm over your head and reach out as far as you can to the left. Gently bend over, hold it for a few seconds, and then repeat on the opposite side. And finally is a knee press, which is great. It's a great piriformis and gluteal stretch. You'll take your right ankle, place it on your left knee, gently press the right knee towards the floor a few times. That's going to be great for the gluteals and the piriformis muscle, and then you repeat that on the opposite side. So now when you're ready to upgrade and you start stretching more, you can even exercise at home if you have an at-home desk job or you have a cubicle job. The first one is walk, jog, or run in place. So you could do 30 to 45 seconds, repeat that 3 to 5 times. Just simply walk, jog, or run in place. Next are push-ups. So you could do push-ups against your desk. If you're a beginner, you could do them on your chair. You could do them on the floor if you're more intermediate to advanced. You could do anywhere from 5 to 20 repetitions. Next are squats. So from your chair, stand up, sit back down into your chair, do that 10 times. Okay, or if you're more intermediate to advanced, you don't need your chair as a support. It makes it a little bit more challenging and keeps the muscles under tension, your quadriceps, gluteals, and hamstrings, as well as your calf muscles under stress. So you could build nice legs and a toned butt right at your workstation by doing some squats. Next are tricep dips. So basically you want to get to the edge of your chair, put the heels of your hands on the edge of your seat, stick your legs out, or you could bend your knees at 90 degrees and just simply let your arms drop back and push with the back of your arms off of your chair. You could do anywhere from 8 to 12 repetitions, 2 to 4 sets of tricep dips. Then you could do a pretend jump rope. So basically, you put your hands out, you jump on your toes. You could do that for anywhere from 30 to 45 seconds. You could also do calf raises. So you could do just support yourself on your desk or your chair and just do a toe raise, lifting your heels off the ground. If you want to make it more challenging, do one heel at a time. Okay. The next is a gluteal squeeze, which is an isometric move. Squeeze your glutes as hard as you can. Hold it for 10 to 30 seconds, just sitting in your chair. Okay. Just tighten your gluteal muscles. Next is a shoulder press. You don't even need weights for this. You just basically bring your elbows out to your fists out to your ears, make two fists, and basically you're going to take your fists overhead, push it overhead. You could do 10 reps for 3 sets. Then you could do another isometric wall sit or a lunge. You could do a single leg lunge or you could do an alternating lunge. You could do 8 to 12 repetitions, 2 to 4 sets. Now, some other tips to get yourself moving more if you sit for long periods during the day. Park your car further away in the parking lot. Okay, so that forces you to walk more and take a few extra steps. Next, take the stairs instead of the escalator or elevator. Again, forcing you to use your muscles, to use your heart, use your lungs to get your body moving more. Do it yourself. Instead of calling or paging or texting your assistant, why don't you get up, get the coffee, get the tea, go walk to the copy machine or the fax machine yourself rather than having, if you work at home, maybe you have your kids get it for you. Go walk, take a few extra steps. Number 4, stand up. Okay, make standing a priority. Don't have yourself glued to your chair for any longer than 1 hour at a time. Okay, make standing up and moving and walking a priority. Next is take a walk break. You can get a fitness tracker, a step counter, a Fitbit, something that could monitor your fitness. These are a great tool to keep you motivated, to help you set goals and achieve your movement goals. Next, you could do a live chat. Again, what if instead of picking up the phone or sending an email, you actually went and talked to the person face to face? That's a better way to obviously communicate. You could walk and talk. You could do a walking meeting. You could walk outside your building or outside your house if possible. Commute differently. Instead of, you know, maybe ride your bike to work or walk to work if you're within distance. So there's a lot of great tips here. Again, you know, set an alarm. You don't want to sit for longer than 1 hour at a time. Set an alarm on your phone or on your computer that'll get you up and get you moving. Moving more should and needs to be a priority for many of you listening today. I hope this information encourages you to do so. We're out of time, folks, but I'll be back here next Saturday, same time, same place on WILK to help you maximize your health. Be well, be safe, and I'll see you soon.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!